when I have PowerPoint presentations for in mind, and it's not folder, so I think we can reach the
that's what that's where Bobble from Bobble's from
Watchmen to right, so I will talk about the production design.
Slideshow, you know, slideshow.
And well, I will present my first idea on how to build the how long you will account for revision. So, I think the first thing to do is to define the hardware components needed to achieve what we want to do. So I do a survey about what is available on the market and what is the cheapest possible thing we can use. Then I will try with the technical team to build the prototype and to see how this little box will look like, and we can start troubleshooting first communication problems or things like that. And when we are ready with this first prototype, I think we can add some software functionalities on a programmable chip, by browsing by content or things like that. Okay, so can you get that? So, well, what I think for now is we don't want to have a remote control which is wide. So, I think we can use a tree for the alimentation. Then, two programmable chips for both software functionalities and communication. And the communication with TV set is made through infrared communication. So this is the schema
drawing. Wow.
Of the future hybrid control. So you can see the components, battery, the two chips goes to the infrared connection.
Which one is the other chip for? The one on top.
The one on top is for the functionalities and the red. Sorry, the green one is to putting things together and transform the data into the format to the protocol to communicate with the set.
Okay.
And that's it. I think we should use an FPGA for the functionality, which is easy to use.
What is FPGA?
It's field programmable. Don't
get it. It's a programmable gateway.
So how is it different from the Bluetooth?
Well, FPGA is just a chip. You can program it with whatever you want.
Okay.
And the Bluetooth chip is just responsible to communication between the two devices.
So these are they have to work together, or do they have to work together?
No.
Two separate.
Well, the FPGA will produce the data to send.
Okay.
Or is something like is in hardware, the first one, or the second one is for the software.
It's the software part.
Yeah, to run, to make it run. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. So you can control your notebook if you want.
All right, and that's it for the working design. So if you have any questions.
Okay. And how about the battery power? You mean that battery would be somewhere there and the remote control, the power to the battery comes through infrared?
No, I think we have to have embedded batteries into the
more compact one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think it will need very much power to make it run. So.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You can put it on a charger when you don't need to use it.
Yeah, that's right. Having a charger rather than putting a battery cell, it's always people don't like it to have to buy the batteries when they run out. You just make a small charger and put it.
Because I think Bluetooth, if some people have PDA, they can use their PDA to control the TV instead of
also, but
I don't know.
I think the goal is to sell our
remote control. To make a
I'm working on the technical functions design. Let's show the next slide. So the purpose is to find the important question to ask is what effect should the apparatus have? So I found on the web on the internet. Yeah. I spent a lot of time searching. And I found that the function of remote control is to send messages to television set. For example, switch on, switch off, switch the next channel, and so on and so on. So I found two very good prototypes for this interface from our competitors. So can you?
It's my usual.
Yeah. Ours is a bit different. So. These are two examples. One is from OPG, the other one is from Engineering Central. This is the most competing prototypes I found. but then I found, if you look at, you see on the left one, there are too many buttons.
And they are small.
Yeah. On the right, I tried to play with. The problem is that if I have 100 channels, I have to shoot. Press the other button to choose the 100 channels, and I have to compose the number, so it's very lousy. So you move to the next step. Yeah, so I talk about the problem, and then I look at the user manual, they are 100 pages thick, so you don't want that. So I propose an easy to use prototype. You can navigate on TV screen, and you can proof fit the user's preference. And we need to have the TV connected to the internet. So in order to access the TV program by XML, and we need to do some pre-processing. From the technical aspect, the processing should be done on the TV set than on the remote controller. Right? And then the speech recognition is, Harry says, we may KIV. Yeah, all the processing is done. The TV is a computer. It has some processing power there.
So we should have specific TV, or
we can
use this
a TV with the remote control.
Yeah, because you just want remote controller.
I think so.
I think there is a technology like ShowView.
Yeah.
Who is already available on most of the TV set on recorders or something like that, and we can try to get this information onto the remote control to do the processing on the remote controller.
Okay. So we'll do processing on the remote controller.
Yeah.
So it can be used in any TV, any conventional TV set.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's all. The next one? So I come up with a simple design, just keep the navigation buttons.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think we don't need really much buttons to have a screen to navigate on
yeah.
the TV, so
yeah.
4 or 5 buttons
yeah.
is sufficient. It's easy to read. does not consume much power.
Okay.
But you have a catch here. Assume that if you want to go to, if you're watching channel 2 and if you want to go to channel 99, then.
Well, then you go to the main menu and you have go to channel and then.
No, because you choose by channel, so.
Yeah.
You choose by TV program, so you don't have 100 channels to choose from. If you go by channel, you don't have to do that.
Well, I think he said if you want to make a big jump, well, you have to have a device when you can.
A mouse or?
I mean, not a mouse, but something that says more clearly that right, left, up, down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, to have the ability to write something to the. Maybe directly.
You can think of
buttons like
in the telephone to send messages or things like that. Mm-hmm.
It's
going to
be small.
Yeah, of course.
It's too small that it goes under the sofa and we can't find it. Yeah.
So if you want to find it, you just it just has to respond to you when you look for the device.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
You just give it a name and we call it.
And it responds to you.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah.
Okay.
After having the inputs from industrial design and user interference, I think most of the points which I want to are already covered here. And to find the most interesting features for the users would be interested, then what we have done is we have put a feedback forms in all the magazines and the users sent the feedback, and based on that these are the findings which we got. Yeah, adding up a speech interface is always good for a clear remote, but the technology, we already know that.
Well, I think it would be less complicated to make a speech recognizer with some runs on the small group.
It has really seen how feasible it is.
But I think if you just want to recognize numbers, it's a well-studied problem. If you just recognize numbers, it's a limited
oh, vocabulary. We can put in limited vocabulary, as in the mobile phones.
Yeah.
We just have the...
And this can allow to choose the program, for instance, without adding buttons.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea.
It's not going to take much space, also. It's going to be very slim. Mm-hmm. And next one was the size of the remote control. It has to be, of course, a very slim and small one. Of course, most of the people are interested in if it's less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So this is important to actually have here.
But
do you think what they suggested?
I mean, we have to look for a trade-off. There are features and costs.
I think that if we go for quality, people may tolerate for high quality, and of course comes with reasonable cost. Maybe not less, but they may be willing to pay.
A little bit more
for
extra features.
Speech is important extra feature.
I mean, for a lazy guy, they could just say 9, and the 9 channel comes, or just say movie name. I don't go for movie names, but only for the numbers on the channel, or volume up, volume down, brightness, contrast.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that should be a good idea. To put these features. And the fourth one was the teletext in various languages.
Well, we just have to find a way how to add them a microphone or a microphone into the remote to control. So.
I think
it could be all right.
What is the telepath?
If it misses in your time, you can indicate it's more than
As discussed in the earlier meeting, I think not much people are really interested in this point. It's not really.
It's interesting, but we are only concerned with the remote controller.
Mm-hmm.
So we need special TV sets to do that, or it's done via this remote controller. It's very complex.
Yeah, I think so. It's complex too.
Yeah, it's for the industrial design and users, interface designers to decide if it's going to be working or not.
So our next product, our new TV set, automatical sound adjustment.
But it's quite possible, but maybe not in this project.
The 4 points would be good for marketing. Less free interface and less reasonable cost, and the lighting adaptation and the teletext. And in the teletext, these are the text information which you work on televisions.
Okay.
If you're watching a foreign movie, you get them subtitled sometimes.
Okay.
And if you're a French guy watching an English movie, you would like to have it in French.
Yeah.
And if I'm a German, then I would like to have my options in German. So the remote, it should have some, it should give me some flexibility of choosing which languages. It should be good for me.
Yeah. But what about the new projects requirements that should give up with the text? So maybe we can already think about a way to access the internet with television.
Mm. Using the TV to access the internet. I didn't quite understand.
Yeah, but we can think that in a few years there will be TV set that can access the internet.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah,
it's a good idea if we think about how to give that our remote control with this functionality which would come in a few years. So if we already have it in our remote control.
The future.
The future demand, market demands.
Well, not to implement it, but to find a way to add this functionality
in the future.
Yeah. In an easy manner, if it's possible.
Yeah. Because all the TV sets will be digital, right? All the programs, everything will be digital, then the system will change, and we have to anticipate for those changes.
Okay. So,
thank you.
Thank you.